Hello, guys. This is Les Broughton, pastor of the Cornerstone Church of God. I've been sitting around here today just thinking on some things and concerning the coronavirus and all the chaos and all the problems that it's caused around the world. And as I got to studying, I'm thinking, you know, if you've been connected to social media or any news source over the past few weeks, you've seen the constant stream of new updates of countries on lockdown, travel restrictions, numbers of reported cases and deaths, not to mention reports on the global economy. You know, it's not a secret today that the sudden onset of COVID-19 has caused a lot of chaos. It has become the central focus of the world, making many fear the uncertainty of what's ahead, what's going to happen, what's going to take place. Everything, friends, feels chaotic and uncertain right now. When life feels out of control and anxiety seems to overwhelm you, where do you find your peace, your hope, your joy, your stability? I want you to listen to this verse found in chapter 46 of the book of Psalms, chapter 46, 1 through 7. I'm sorry, it's Psalms 46, 1 through 7. God is our refuge and strength and an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most Highs dwell. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So it's necessary to take time to be real about the emotions you're feeling, whether they be fear, anxiety, stress, confusion. But remember where you find your hope today during times of uncertainty. So I pray that you find comfort in God's presence today and tomorrow and forever, remembering He has complete control and He is a good God. God bless you and have a wonderful day.